about Kenny Williams and what we were getting into, and you called up saying that you were mad that we were bashing the White Sox, and then it turned into the conversation about the Cubs versus the White Sox.
With you admitting that you are completely disappointed with what the White Sox did this year.
You agreed with this, Mike.
Are you disappointed with Ken Williams? The guy that promised you a dynasty.
I would say overall, yes, but who I'm a lot more disappointed in, who really, really messed the Sox up this
quickly,
year.
Quickly.
Okay, quickly. Samardzija and Adam LaRoche.
That's enough.
All right, and Rick Hahn.
And Ken Williams is responsible for bringing him. Just ask
him. And so is Rick Hahn.
Well, I don't know.
We gave this guy 4 minutes for anybody that wants to say that we cut callers off.
You only talked about the Cubs for 2 minutes today, my friend.
Thank you. Yeah, we really didn't talk any Cubs today. Thank you so much for calling, Mike. We appreciate you. All right, we got transition top of the hour. We're very, very late. I'm going to get my hand slapped. Joe Cowley, Jason Goff with Boers and Bernstein coming up next.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert.
It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
9322. Showcase 20 to 30 cars in your half hour show and reach 3.4 million households across Chicagoland. Generate sales and leads, feature finance incentives and services. Just call Oxford Media Group at 630-605-9322 to set up your free, that's right, free consultation. Over the last 20 years, they've delivered quantifiable results for over 50 area dealers, and they're ready to do the same for you. Are you reaching enough used car buyers? Probably not. Are you looking for a proven way to drive sales? Of course you are. From compacts to luxury sedans, trucks, vans, and everything in between, Oxford Media can help showcase and sell your used inventory. Give them a call at 630-605-9322. That's 630-605-9322. Sell more used cars. Just give them a call.
Home Run and Pizza Off the Grill is a perfect choice for your next tailgate. Cook one in just 13 minutes. For more information, visit HRIGrilling.com.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
You know what's awesome? Being able to try stuff out. That's why clothing stores have fitting rooms and why restaurants have sampler platters with, like, all the appetizers. And I can't even imagine choosing a Froyo flavor without sampling. Talk about brain freeze. That's why Sprint is giving you the opportunity to try our amazing network in Chicago with the Sprint Satisfaction Guarantee. When you switch to Sprint, you can take your time and get a feel for what we're all about. Call up your cousins in California. Upload photos of your adventures all around the city. Stream your favorite playlists on your L-Train commute. Put us to the test and see what you think. If for whatever reason Sprint isn't your flavor after 14 days, just bring your phone back in and we'll refund the phone cost and activation fee. It's that easy. We're willing to bet that you'll love our network. But you don't have to take our word for it. Try us out with the Sprint Satisfaction Guarantee. Visit Sprint.com/Chicago Network or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
Excludes actual usage charges. Activation and restocking fee may still apply. We refund device cost. Restrictions apply.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone calling into Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Flo, longtime caller, first time on air. I just wanted to say that I think it is absolute hogwash not to go out there and try Progressive's Name Your Price tool. You can see all your coverage options, and options are how you get rings. Championship rings. And parades of rings.
Finding options to fit your budget with the Name Your Price tool, only at Progressive.com.
You know, not for nothing, but my favorite rings have candy on them.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight, this is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, and from the Score Update studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. In pro basketball, the Bulls right back in action tomorrow night at the United Center. They'll be hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves. It's a rare 5 o'clock start. Derrick Rose coming off a 29-point performance last night after three straight games scoring under double digits. And here's Rose saying it's been a process getting back into form.
But, I mean, after I got hit, I had 2 weeks to not do anything. I couldn't get my blood pressure up. So if anybody didn't go through it, like, you have to just sit in the house all day. You can't argue. You can't do anything. You just have to chill. So no ab work. Like, I couldn't work out. So you come from there. Then I planned the last preseason game, to now. So I think we played, what, 5 or 6 games now? And it's all about rhythm, getting my timing. I'm just blessed that I have the teammates that I have. They allow me to play the way that I normally play, so it's a blessing.
In hockey later this evening, it's the Blackhawks back in action on the road. They'll be taking on the Devils in New Jersey. Patrick Kane with 18 points in his first 13 games. Corey Crawford will be in goal. In pro football, Marcus Mariota will start at quarterback for Tennessee Sunday against New Orleans. And in college football, tomorrow here on The Score, we have the Illinois-Purdue game with the pregame starting at 10:30 tomorrow morning. Also then tomorrow evening, LSU goes against Alabama, and we'll have the broadcast starting at 6:30. Bear Mondays are sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, and this scoreboard update has been brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, Chicagoland's Big Green Egg Superstore. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for Bear fans on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Sue. Have yourself a great weekend. David Schuster on the updates all day long. Thank you to all our guests, Hub Arkish, Pete Futak, Greg Gabriel, Patrick Manley. Thank you to Jay Zawoski, Nick Szepkowski, Kevin Zipak. It's been a fun ride. Thank you, Joe, for being available.
Dude, thanks for having me. Appreciate you. Know I love it.
Oh, all the time. Everybody out there who called, everyone who texted, everyone who
Not
listened.
Not that last guy. Don't thank that idiot.
Mike from Lincolnwood. Mike from Lincolnwood alone.
Aren't all those people dead?
No. Stupid. They still have agendas.
Yeah, that dude, that
guy.
Was...
That
well, you know what that is, though. That's Zawoski, you know, not having a... You know, a tight enough net. That's what that is.
Oh, no. I think he let that net go. Oh, that's what I think.
No. Wow. It's not bus tossing. I tell him this all the time. Jay knows what he's doing when he puts those dudes on. That's he knows because Jay's a Cub fan and Shep's a Cub fan. And, you know, Spiegel, whenever the Cubs are doing good, is a Cubs fan. And then all of a sudden, they let those guys through to make the Sox fans sound like idiots.
Make themselves feel better. Right. Throw some chum in the water.
Jay Zawoski is doing the icky shuffle in the other producer studio right now. Because that Mike from Lincolnwood guy got on and made all Sox fans look crazy just now.
Hall of Fame stupid, that guy.
The boys are out at Cortland's Garage in Arlington Heights, and it's an actual bar and restaurant. It's not like Bill Cortland, who's got him in the back of his garage, and he's got an ISD in line. It's actually a really good restaurant, terrific burgers out there in Arlington Heights. They're on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour, and this shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Join them for Star Wars Day, Sunday, November 22nd. Ooh, Star Wars Day out there with the Chicago Wolves. Hey, fellas!
You see, not only were we at the original Cortland's garage on Cortland in Bucktown, but we were also in this location in downtown Arlington Heights before it became Cortland's garage. So we got it all covered today, and today is officially their grand opening.
Oh,
so
we are.
Well, what better way than with us?
Yeah, yes. You guys pack them in,
and you guys didn't have to hit all the traffic for the Bulls championship parade that was going on downtown.
He's been doing this all day long.
So that was good.
He's been doing this. No one had a championship parade because of the Thunder Bulls game last night.
Oh, really?
But Joe Cowley said he almost didn't make it.
Grand Park filled up.
He was stuck behind everyone.
Number one jersey's flying.
What'd you guys
see? Cowley Vintage Rose is back.
What'd you guys think of the game last night? I thought he played well.
He played exceptionally well.
I think we found out
that Powell and Nico should not ever be on the floor together defensively. No, I didn't say they should stay in the EuroLeague.
Oklahoma City will not win a title with that kind of baseline help defense. That was horrendous. They weren't even trying. And there was a free highway to the basket from either corner, from either wing going baseline all night.
Oh.
And that will
somebody should have told Doug.
That will be a... Oh, please. That dude. I'm sorry.
You're finding out. You're finding out.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to give him like a tennis racket to play defense.
A taser.
Two of them. One in each hand.
Seriously. Like one in each hand that he can just start swinging it at people. He can't keep anybody in front of him. Not even bums.
Hey, this is why... Can I really... And I said this last year, and people thought I was just, you know, getting on the young kid out of Creighton because he wasn't a, quote, athlete and he wasn't Mike. I actually applauded the draft pick.
If you take the quotes off of it.
I actually applauded the pick, and then I heard the things that were happening in practice.
Yes.
You know why Tony Snell got any confidence last year? He didn't get
because McDermott was guarding him.
Exactly. He didn't get into games, and you see Tony is moving into bum country, and he's got his passport stamped for you real quick. But that dude was killing Doug McDermott in practice. Killing him. So when everybody was talking about why isn't Doug playing, it's all Tom, and you know what's up with the minutes, then Daddy McDermott is on the phone asking what's going on. Doug has issues. And if Doug's not going to score or shoot...
Yeah, he's got to score.
That's it. If you're going to be a one-way player, that one-way better be... Like, you better be...
You're giving up 44. Score about 15.
At least. And he's the initial breakdown in almost every one of their possessions.
Yep.
He's got Pau Gasol and Nico going like, damn, I wouldn't even do that. Like seriously. Like, so it's going to come together as the season goes along. I understand their coverage is going to get worked out. But Taj Gibson and Joakim Noah, the hobbled front court, defensively, you saw Fred Hoiberg last night be a real coach and press the button early on that thing because he knew it was slipping away early for them.
I think that the offense of Oklahoma City looked a lot like the Scott Brooks offense, interestingly enough. We had Barry Trammell on yesterday for the Daily Oklahoman, mm-hmm. and he was trying to articulate how Durant just doesn't quite look comfortable yet, and he's not in rhythm. I get it now. I get what he was saying watching some of that and watching the number of contested shots that offense ends up taking. Do you remember?
Yeah, but he's second leading scorer in the league, though.
I know, but the shots
that he's putting up, he missed some shots that he usually makes last night, too.
But I get what he was saying. Barry Trammell was very, very specific about how there is still a level of discomfort. I guess Durant himself has talked about it. But it's not quite there. And do you remember when they had Luol Deng and Bogans, and he ran an old-fashioned, the old Phil Johnson flex stuff, and they ditched it shortly thereafter, after Luol was gone. But the Bulls used to run a very traditional flex offense that involved the ball moving over the top side to side. There is a baseline cross screen, and guys dribbling each other out of positions. I think that's an ideal offense for Oklahoma City. With Kevin Durant in the Luol Deng role, with being able to do so much more. And it just seems to me that they stagnate and they get involved in these little pick and rolls,
mm-hmm.
and then isolations and one-on-ones. And there isn't.
I think you've
got to
find more Serge Ibaka. I mean, Charles Barkley.
Dude.
I heard Charles Barkley. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Hey, what was he talking about?
Terry, tell me if I'm wrong, man. But it's okay if you're going to say I only watch a few games a year or only watch the games that we broadcast, but don't do the whole this is why Russell Westbrook needs to change his game. Russell Westbrook keeps them in games. And Russell Westbrook makes it easier for Kevin Durant to play, and I think he's understanding how to play with Kevin Durant. Yeah. But you're going to put the shackles on? This ain't Fat Lever. Like, this ain't some dude.
Dropped a Fat Lever reference. I like it.
This ain't some dude who can score a little bit and can do a little. This is a dynamo. Yeah. And you're going to say the ball needs to get out of his hands. You need to find Serge Ibaka more? Like, Serge Ibaka is a nice player. Don't get me wrong, but I
gotta fight him in clutch situations.
Yeah,
you gotta look for him.
Right. What? There's a reason why Serge is open.
Yeah,
because there's four people
he's knocking down 12 footers for a reason.
They were leaving him open. Yeah. He was making the shots early, and they were. That's how they wanted them to operate.
Dude,
if you're gonna beat us, we'll tip our cap to you.
And Derek played some decent physical enough defense on Russell down the stretch.
I thought he played. That was as good a defense as I've seen him play. I don't know if it's because of familiarity with Westbrook because they're workout partners, but I thought he
took the challenge yesterday.
Yeah. And to me, Westbrook kind of flinched.
First 3 years, Derek used to take the challenge every night and try to dog walk any point guard he was going up against, whether it was the new guys that people were bringing in here. And
that Dellavedova thing, that would not have gone unchecked like it did in game one. Well, Derek didn't even want to talk about
Dellavedova. I remember what he used to do to Steph Curry when he used to come to UC.
Yeah.
And with some of these other guys that, you know,
Brandon, with that now.
Brandon Jennings.
Nah, not so much now.
Brandon Jennings. No. Brandon Jennings, when Brandon Jennings used to come to the UC, they play each other. Jeff Teague and Derek still have a little something going on. Wow. But you don't see him take that you know, oomph every single. And when he saw Russell last night get off, Russell got off early.
Mm-hmm.
He scored 14 points in the first half.
Stealing
and six.
A dunk.
Six in the second half. So, you know, those are the kinds of things.
Thing. You know what? I don't take a lot away from that game in any way, shape, or form. Because that's your fourth game in five nights, and that's just the way it works sometimes in the mm-hmm. NBA. But I don't take a lot away from a team that fades in the stretch when they're playing four games in five nights. I don't take a lot away
from it. Do you
take
anything away from the defense that the Bulls played early on?
Not really.
It was troubling.
I want
to
see them. You know, in a playoff situation, everything's equal. All of it's equal.
Jason,
this, it's not.
Jason, I do, and I'm thinking, and I don't think.
You can start them, but they better be hot before, then you pull them.
I don't think this is a rash statement. I don't know that you can play Doug McDermott in an NBA game.
At all?
He kills you.
Yeah. Like, even guys like Anthony Morrow can slide and get
Anthony
in front of guys.
Well, Anthony,
you know what I mean?
Anthony Morrow, but
he's
a guy
shooter.
He's a better shooter than Doug McDermott.
Yeah, no, Anthony's
pure. Well, you know, the interesting thing is when Dunleavy gets back, is Snell or McDermott out?
Hey, Tony Snell can park himself right next to Cameron. Like, I'm
so
done.
Past Portis, yeah, in front of Cameron,
Tony
go beyond Cameron.
Tony Snell should not be in NBA games.
What about
man?
Chris Feliciano?
Stop it.
Is Snell there? That where he's sitting?
He doesn't even know where to sit in the locker room, nevertheless on the bench.
I don't think he has a locker.
Yeah. No, I'm really... Wow,
you done with Tony Snell.
You got to ask questions about McDermott because they were... I mean, anybody with the ball was going around him like he was a fire hydrant.
Yeah, it's you better have Joe in. Joe's going to be stapled to Doug now. Because
he's got to help.
Yeah, Joe or Taj have to be in there when Doug McDermott is in there.
That's why we're surprised that they started Doug, knowing that now you're putting even more pressure on Nico and Powell yesterday.
And please don't ever think that you're going to have Aaron Brooks, Doug McDermott, and Powell Gasol on the same lineup.
Aaron Brooks getting it done.
Well, Aaron had some nice minutes last night.
Yes,
he did. Because Etuan Moore got in there and was like, wait a minute, y'all.
He's like, I'm supposed to get mine. Why is Aaron getting his?
right. Like, this ain't Orlando. What's happening here? I got FanDuel money I got to win for people. Like Etuan was out there like, I got it across the timeline. What's next, fellas?
Yeah. Now, I enjoyed your discussion earlier about the evolution of basketball and what the modern NBA game has become. I found it fascinating because what I love about that league is that even in the mid-90s and certainly into the late 90s, they knew that the game had to change.
It was moving.
They knew the game was going to change, and they actively, especially when, and I remember all the complaints, and there were some missteps along the way when they tried to move the three-point line in, and it had the unintended consequence of packing in the defense, of making the double-team distances shorter.
You got monsters out there now, man. You can't, the things that guys are doing, you have
to. They knew when they got rid of the hand check rule.
Oh, yeah.
You remember, you talk about how ugly the game was.
Ugh.
I don't think people remember.
New York Knicks basketball.
People turned away from the game. Yeah. The same people that are bitching about how soft and everything the game is, those are the people that didn't want to watch Mike Fratello hold you to 75 points and win a game.
And Jeff Van Gundy and some of the Riley stuff, it was awful. It really doesn't resemble this kind of basketball at all. So, and we want to discredit. I know a lot of people think of Mike D'Antoni as kind of a joke, but my belief, and people don't like him because he's kind of a drip, but
kind of a drip.
But my belief is that history will show that Mike D'Antoni played a really important pioneering role. At a critical time in the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
In the globalization of this game and what big men are now not just asked to do, but what bigs are expected to do in the NBA. You talk about the way the court looks different. Look at the distances covered by big men. And look at the angles.
That's why you can't shoot a mid-range jump shot anymore. Yep. Because guys can close out from anywhere on the court. And that shot is blocked or defended. All right, they're telling me to land the plane. They're telling me to get the hell up out of here because you guys got some Rock'em Sock'em Radio to do. So I'm going to get out your way. Yeah. Tannehill is waving his fists at me. Matt Abatacola is waving a torch and a gun at me. I got to get up out of here. I do not want to get beat up by those guys. All right, so I'm going to let you guys do your thing out there at Cortland's Garage. Okay.
All right. Have a great weekend.
All right. Good weekend.
Love you. Boers and Bernstein on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour, Cortland's Garage in Arlington Heights. Listen for them because they got things and people that they're going to talk to and football and all that other stuff. So stay tuned for the Boers and Bernstein Show. Joe, once again, man, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
For jumping in today. Appreciate you. The Shift Change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Join them for Star Wars Day Sunday, November 22nd. I will be out Monday and Tuesday. I will talk to you guys on Wednesday. Please take care of each other and stay safe. And thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
Keep it here. More Boers and Bernstein on the way on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. The carnage continues in the NFL. Already two coaches, Joe Philbin in Miami and Ken Whisenhunt in Tennessee, have been fired. On Thursday, Detroit Lions president Tom Luend and general manager Martin Mayhew were shown the door. Coach Jim Caldwell, who earlier this week blamed the negative atmosphere surrounding the team on the media, not the team's 1-7 record, has to be a little bit nervous too, even if he won 11 games last season. Once upon a time, Black Monday was the day after the season ended, when losing coaches were called in and asked for their playbooks. Now, Black Monday can fall any week and any day. Chances are there will be more firings before season's end. In fact, almost any coach with a losing record is probably looking over his shoulder right now. It's a shame, isn't it, that owners can't be fired? I'm John Feinstein.
On the next World Championship Boxing, two-division world champion Timothy Bradley tests his heart and grit against the always dangerous Brandon Rios in what could be the fight of the year.
These are the guys that they make movies about, right here.
And then, step into the lives of superstars Miguel Cotto and Canelo Alvarez as they prepare for their November 21st pay-per-view showdown. Bradley versus Rios Live, plus 24-7 Cotto Canelo. Saturday, November 7th at 9:30 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
HBO's World Championship Boxing returns on November 7th with a huge night of boxing. Two fan favorites square off when welterweight titleist Timothy Bradley Jr. defends his belt against all-action warrior Brandon Rios. Plus, rising star Vasyl Lomachenko defends his featherweight title against Romulo Coasicha. And after live boxing, don't miss 24-7, Cotto Canelo, as they prepare for their November 21st pay-per-view showdown. See it Saturday, November 7th at 8:30 Central, only on HBO.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom.
Objection! You can't show my client's rates to your customers!
We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place so shopping is easier.
Only showing your rate when it's lowest. Slander in the court of law.
New, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest.
I rest my case. Move to adjourn for snack time.
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year. Let's do this. with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of safety features. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Run to Old Navy right now. Today through Wednesday, the entire store is on sale up to 60% off. The days are shorter, the nights are chillier, and the season's best outerwear is all on sale now. Bundle up and save 30 to 50% on all outerwear. Peacoats, bombers, ponchos, and vests. Everything in store is on sale up to 60% off. And all outerwear is on sale today through Wednesday. It's cold out there, but you're getting warmer with up to 60% off the entire store right now at Old Navy. Gift cards excluded.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Wiley Rec amended.
The Home Depot has a new lower price on Behr Premium Plus interior flat, just $23.97 a gallon. So, let's deck the halls and paint the walls. Behr Premium Plus paint with primer makes painting easy and fast and looks fantastic, now and for many seasons to come. However you build cheer, long-lasting color is here. Let's do this with Behr Premium Plus interior flat, now just $23.97 a gallon. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on Behr Premium Plus interior flat, U.S. only.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Muller Honda in Highland Park.
Friday, when I went home, I really wanted an egg salad sandwich, and I was just obsessing about it. And I was like, man, I'm going to make one of those. So So Saturday I went out and I got, you know, all the accoutrement. And then by the time I was done, I just really didn't feel like eating it.
Cool.
Cool.
Cool, cool.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend.
We have lost our picture. Hi, we were having some technical difficulties at Eric Karros and Dontrell Willis. I hear our music. Does that mean we're going back to Kansas City? Does that mean we're going back to Kansas City right now?
Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
We're all going through a storm together. You're either part of the guys, you know, pulling up the sails, or you're putting a jackhammer to the bottom of it.
And win! Comes up with a fumble recovery.
Thought he pulled out too soon.
What would you suggest here that Miami can do offensively here in the rest of the second quarter?
I don't know.
Party and party.
Marcus Mariani.
Party and party.
Marcus Mariani.
Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
This is the pitch of the at-bat for me, the 2-1 pitch here. It's either going to be 3-1 or 2-2 or an out or a base hit or whatever.
What about the contact across the face guard before the ball got there?
Didn't see it when I watched it live, and I saw it live. I did not think it was a penalty.
A low-scoring game, but 49ers up to this point, 3-0, and then Kurt Gurley takes this and goes 71 yards. Second-year, first-year player, actually.
I love the creativity. I think our game can be boring at times, so I love seeing this.
The Mets have nothing to hold their heads down for, except they didn't play that well, and they gave away this World Series.
Tomorrow is Saturday, and Sunday comes after work.
Oh, God.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got to do.
Looking forward to the weekend.
The United States lives for Friday.
Boars and Bernstein.
Today's Friday for us.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you summer promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a live or two along the way. A lot of pieces are rapping at someone's back door. Of course, well, this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing. Atrocious. Despicable. Pathetic. Asinine.
I'm Terry Bores.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. We are on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour from Cortland's Garage in downtown Arlington Heights. Today is their official grand opening, and we are here because of our friends at Bud Light, of which there is plenty for you today should you stop on by. It's the perfect beer for whatever happens, and we also have for you, you got to be here, if you want to win Bulls-Clippers tickets for December 10th.
Stress that, dude. You have to be here.
You have to be here if you want
to
win.
We're not going to call you. We're not going to run after you. You have to be here.
We've got Ben Nicholson-Smith coming up at 2 o'clock to talk a little baseball hot stove. Olin Kreutz for his regular 3 o'clock hit, second half at 3:30. Zach Harper of CBSSports.com and the NBA at 4. Dan Durkin previews the Bears at 4:40. Zach Zaidman at some point and some surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at boresandbernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us. Streaming 670thescore.com. Texting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply on Twitter at Bores_Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. We have boresandbernstein.com, and we have the radio.com app for your mobile device. We have our engineer, Dave Miska.
Body, enjoy the weekend, and I guess roll tide.
Roll tide, yeah. It's going to be a fun one.
Roll damn tide.
He is my EMT, my ENT, my CPA, my CPR, and the proud mayor of Posen.
Again, Posen? I thought Fox.
Well, there hasn't
his
been an
services.
Election. No, I don't know. There's nothing out here that really fits him.
Okay,
it's a little too much for him.
I think Fox Lake needs to be in receivership at some point and looked at.
He's not going to Fox Lake.
Back at the Score Studios, Matt Abatacola.
I'm the man.
I love Matt Abatacola, and he is Dale Jr. Sadly eliminated.
Chris Tannehill.
You're bad. So bad or something like that.
The Michael Jackson song?
I don't know. A bad. Something like that.
He was priceless yesterday.
Captain Indestructo.
Scoreboard update.
It's 1:32 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Blackhawks went 2-0-0 against the New Jersey Devils last season. They'll try to keep that streak going tonight when they face the Devils on the road. Marian Hossa is not with the team. However, Coach Joe Quenneville says he hopes Hossa is recovered from that lower body injury in time to go against Edmonton on Sunday. Corey Crawford gets a start tonight. Puck drops on this one at 6. Meanwhile, Patrick Kane spoke to the media this morning about the fact that the investigation into sexual assault allegations against him is over. Kane says he's mostly happy for his family and supporters and that he's happy just to be back playing hockey. Big night for Derrick Rose and the Bulls last night as they bounced back in a big way from giving up 130 points to Charlotte on Tuesday. Derrick Rose dropped 29 points on the Thunder in last night's win. Rose says he's just now starting to get his rhythm back.
I think we played, what, 5 or 6 games now, and it's all about rhythm, getting my time in. I'm just blessed that I have the teammates that I have. They allow me to play the way that I normally play, so it's a blessing.
Bulls next take on Minnesota at home tomorrow. In baseball, the White Sox announced they've made Jeff Samardzija a 1-year, $15.8 million qualifying offer. And Northwestern announced today that they'll break ground on their long-proposed Lakefront Athletics and Recreation Center. The complex will include Ryan Fieldhouse and the Walter Athletic Center. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Crystal Lake Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. And Bears Mondays on the Score are sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Talking about the Bulls during that transition, look, I don't take much away when you're playing for the fourth time in 5 nights. The one thing I took away is that the part of the team that has no excuse to be as bad as they were was the Oklahoma City bench.
They were just awful. They're bad, yeah.
Awful. I mean, it's like
they were part of the
Bulls
defensive
lunch.
The defensive lapses that they had. Their bigs do not cut off the baseline ever.
Ever. I mean, they're just. I mean, my God, look. I understand if you're playing starters minutes fourth time. That's a tough game. That's a difficult game to get up for. It's a difficult game to be in there at the end, and they were. But all of it. But there's no excuse for your bench to look like they're the ones who are dead.
So apparently, the story of the day that's been developing on social media and now into noticing here on television is that Deadspin got a hold of the photos from the initial Greg Hardy case, and I'm finding the reaction a little bit strange. Why did you need to see photos
I haven't figured it out.
Of this woman when we knew exactly of what he was convicted?
It was described to you.
It was described to you. The evidence was presented. Are we in so shallow a time that you couldn't comprehend what he did? Everything was described exactly. The police reports were available.
What her body looked like, where the marks were, all of it was it was there. It was
what and where the bruises were of exactly what happened when he was initially convicted, and now there are calls saying, "Well, oh, show this
now
to Jerry Jones and show."
Why do you have more trouble now than you did then?
Absolutely nothing has changed.
No. That's your team leader in Dallas. That's the example
exactly.
For everybody.
And all that information was available. Just because there weren't still photos of the bruises, the bruises were described.
Read the police report, yeah.
The police report was available. It was entered into evidence. It was presented in front of a judge as evidence. Her testimony was taken as evidence.
I really hate to think we're that shallow.
I mean, seriously,
Unless you could see it, it didn't happen.
Right.
What? Are you kidding me? He threw on a pile of guns. What do you think that does? What do you think that does to somebody?
He tried to strangle her. Yeah, what do you think someone's neck looks like after a 265-pound man is squeezing your neck? What do you think it looks like?
I don't know, but you're right. Everywhere you look, that's what's going on today.
Astonishing to me that, well, now
we got problems.
Now the NFL just should do something. Yeah. What?
What?
Well, now the Jerry Jones and the Cowboys have to answer for this. They've already answered you. They don't care. That's your team leader. They love him.
Yep. They don't care. Fights on the field. He doesn't care. As a matter of fact, he does something stupid. He's the team leader. He's the guy setting the example for everybody in the locker room. He's the guy that you follow. We'll follow him in the battle. He's our guy. I mean, I don't understand why.
I mean, calls for Roger Goodell to now do something. Yeah. They already went through that. They had all this. It was 10 games. It was knocked down to 4 games. Now that there are actual pictures surfacing of everything that was so explicitly described to you.
No, it's not shocking. Sometimes you see the pictures of something, it's shocking. That's not shocking. That's exactly what happened. I don't know if people overlooked it or they don't know what happened or they just, think, oh, look at that. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, it was all there for you. It has been there for you for a long time. He was found guilty.
And for those who try to compare it to the Ray Rice case, no. It is the Ray Rice case. We had the initial video, and everybody knew something happened on the elevator, but it wasn't as explosive as actually seeing what truly happened on the elevator. This was all described to you.
I read it at least four times in different places and looking for stuff at the time and trying to get a better... But it was all there. There was nothing... After a very short amount of time, I couldn't find anything new on any of it. And I don't need any pictures to know what it looks like when somebody's trying to strangle you.
Or when they throw you down on a pile of assault rifles.
Yes. I saw the assault rifles. I saw that picture of the assault rifles. Damn. You know what they look like? Assault rifles.
Yep.
I mean, I don't understand that the to-do, the hubbub today is loud and crazy. It's like this just happened yesterday.
He's Boers. I'm Bernstein. You have the score.
Bears fans, stick around because you're listening to Bears Friday on the Score. All day today, we'll be talking to Bears experts and special guests to get you ready for the game. And it's only right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
To print documents in corporate America is a real big expense. Some of our top customers spend north of $1 million every year. We help our clients manage what they have better, faster, for far less. We bring them visibility to the expense, to the redundancies. They're consistently shocked when they see what they're spending and how much they're printing. Customers renew with us because we do exactly what we say we're going to do. That's brilliance in the basics. That's what we're all about. One of the things that I like about doing business with American Chartered Bank is they get it. They're business people. They're entrepreneurs like me. I feel I'm working with someone that understands what it takes to build a business. I'm Frank Gasparri, CEO of Flexprint.
American Chartered works for Flexprint and 8,000 other companies throughout Chicago. The bank for your business. American Chartered. Member FDIC.
CBS Thursdays. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Thursday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Thursdays.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year. Let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
The Joann Veterans Day sale is going on right now. Enjoy doorbuster savings up to 70% off throughout the store, including holiday cheer wreaths, only $12.99. And $2.99 a yard Blizzard and anti-pill fleece solids. Plus, entire stock Christmas decor and floral at 50% off. Save even more with an extra 20% off coupon valid on sale and regular priced merchandise. Exclusions apply. Get it at Joann.com. It's the Joann Veterans Day sale. Now through Veterans Day, only at Joann Fabric and Craft Stores.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of safety features. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You've got Boris of Boris State Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score. Just talking about the fact the hottest news of the day seems to be news that's a long time ago. I don't know. I can't quite figure it out because Greg Hardy's been a piece of crap for a long time now. I don't care. I don't need to see any pictures. I don't need to see pictures of his guns or the bruises on her neck or anything. I know he's a piece of crap.
Yeah, if you follow Dave Zirin at Edge of Sports on Twitter, he's had a couple in a row here that are just bang on. He said that photos of the beating Nicole Holder survived at Hardy's hands just shows what we already knew. We shouldn't have to see it to be outraged. It's not just that we're visual people. It's that masses of men think descriptions of violence against women are lies unless they see it.
I guess so. Maybe that's it. I don't know. All I know is that was pretty descriptive and no denying it. I didn't see any denying it or anything that happened. And then she disappeared and decided not to pursue the case. But, I mean, I don't think there was any doubt of what happened.
But he's right, though. That's the sadness of the cultural issue.
It really is.
Is the assumption of it being all a lie to topple your favorite sports guy who plays for your sports team.
We do that all the time. We just can't wait to do it.
No matter what any accusation is, the first instinct is, well, oh, it's got to be a lie, unless there are pictures or video or something. And even then, someone would say, oh, well, that's all fake. I mean, it is...
Yeah,
that's what's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's really very sad. I don't know what the outrage is now. You should have been outraged a long time ago. Kept your outrage at Jerry Jones. I mean, that guy, he doesn't care. I mean, and he not only doesn't he care, he encourages it. He's a team leader now. Follow by example. Here's our guy right here, Greg Hardy,
shoving an assistant coach on the field, and he said, I encourage that.
I encourage that.
Okay, well, open season on your assistant coaches, then, if you consider that the exemplary behavior that you want your team to emulate.
I guess, I understand in some cases, like, if it's a guy that people really like, did anybody really like Greg Hardy? Did you need pictures to prove that he's an idiot? I mean, who liked him? Whoever thought anything of him as a person or a whatever? Who thought of him as, oh, my God, it would not Greg Hardy?
I don't think he was ever beloved.
I don't think so either. I mean, what was there not to believe the first time? Oh, you toppled another icon. No, you toppled a piece of crap. Toppling the icon? I mean, people are just, it's just ridiculous. Ridiculous. And Jerry Jones is just showing what he really is. And it's all ego because he can't stand the fact he can't get this team to win a Super Bowl. He can't stand it. He's never going to quit that job. As long as he lives, he's going to be the Dallas general manager. He can't stand this. Can't take it. And he said, oh, it doesn't bother me. Oh, it bothers the hell out of him.
Well, he's going to have a quarterback problem soon. And I think Hub was pointing out.
Yeah, he's 30. Yeah.
Right, Tony Romo isn't going to be there forever. And it's not like he's won anything either.
No, that's correct.
And you're still relying on him. So that's, you have all these puppet Bobo coaches that you install just to simply do your bidding.
That's what he does. That's what he does. But he's very sensitive about it.
Jerry is downtown and on the score.
I wanted to ask a question, you guys, about Patrick Kane. The prosecutor And the people that checked the DNA said that his DNA was under her fingernails and on her shoulder. And I just want to ask a question. Have you guys found out how it got there, you know, with any information that you guys received? You know, it's been worrying me to death. How did his semen get under her fingernails?
It wasn't. It was his. No. It was his DNA.
Nothing was below her waist. Nothing.
It was his DNA.
Yeah.
And there are answers. We don't know how any of it got anywhere.
We will never know.
We will never know what happened.
No.
And everybody is clammed up about it. I actually think there was some really good writing done about the case from a lot of places. Mm-hmm. I thought Chris Hine and Mark Lazarus.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
and,
both of them.
And David Haw.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was the local media, which for a long time has been just sort of tiptoed around hockey in general.
Yep.
I think that
there's been tiptoe around this.
No, I think there's been some very solid reporting and some well-informed reporting based on what I know the feelings of the team to be regarding the future. And it was some forward-looking stuff about trust levels and can people change, will people change.
I mean, you can only burn somebody so many times before you start to gain trust and you get a little bit more and then that happens and then you have to go away for a while and then you come back. The trust level really has to be reestablished from ground zero. And you weren't doing it long enough to really establish it. You just weren't on the path they wanted you on. You should have been on for long enough to say, yeah, we trust them now. No, they don't. And I thought the reporting was excellent as well. No, they don't.
Yeah, but we criticize the locals all the time and the people nationally, but we'll also certainly compliment when deserved. And I think there's been some very careful and thoughtful stuff. I thought the Buffalo News also, Tim Graham and others out of Buffalo, that there has been very solid reporting amidst some heated feelings and some unfortunate behaviors. A lot of unfortunate behaviors.
Yeah, a lot of unfortunate behaviors.
And
not just
some of it is similar about what we're talking about in the Greg Hardy case. And I don't get it. I don't get why all of a sudden,
outraged.
It actually happened. Like, did you really not believe it before? I mean, are you outraged now just because you forgot what was in the police report? Are you outraged because you didn't believe what was in the police report? I don't understand. And I know that Twitter amplifies things.
I've been looking at it today.
Social media has a tendency to amplify.
It's been amplified.
And unfortunately, there are editors and program directors that don't quite understand that Twitter amplifies and respond disproportionately. But this is one of those cases where when we see the pictures, it's, yeah.
I don't need any damn pictures. I know what he did.
We know exactly what the evidence was and what the testimony was that initially got him convicted.
Yep.
Before he appealed and then bought his way out of it.
Yep. He stopped just in time. He stopped just before, you know, there's something really, really bad happened.
Well, she said, do it. She said, kill me. She said, go ahead and do it already. I don't care.
So I mean, that guy, if that's your idea, and again, you wait till it cools down a little bit, and here's Jerry Jones standing there first in line and still defending him to this very moment, even though he assaulted assistant coach. I mean, I find it, you know, the entire thing distasteful, but I don't need pictures of it. I don't need it. I know what it was. I read the police report. I know exactly what he did and what he said and what she said and what she said later and then that she wasn't there and then he was convicted and then and he wasn't. I mean, I there was no doubt about what happened. No doubt about what happened. None. Sometimes you can read a police report and you go, I'm not sure what I just read.
I'm not sure what that said. And the other part of the problem is that it gets into the multiple re-victimization.
Yeah.
Of this woman.
It does.
Who has to go through the harrowing testimony through the entire court case, everything to which her body was subjected for the 50 photographs that were taken, and then here's her mostly naked body being shown to the world again today as a news story, over and over and over again, constituting an endless propagating victimization, all as people continue to celebrate Greg Hardy.
Couldn't be happier with him. You kidding me? He's kept you in games, that guy.
He really has.
He's kept you in games. Because you suck everywhere else. Dude, you can't score. And again, I'm not a great football mind. We have several that work at the station.
We'll be talking to a lot of them today.
Yeah, we will be. But I don't think Matt Cassel's the answer either from what I saw the other day. I don't believe that's right either. I don't think that's it either.
That's a tweet here from Rachel Nichols, who says, if you're angry seeing photos of what Greg Hardy did, don't just tell your friends on social media. Tell the Dallas Cowboys. And she tags at Dallas Cowboys. But you should have been doing that. If you're angry, not just seeing the photos, why weren't you this angry when you knew what he did?
Is there too much work in reading? Is reading too much work?
It's a great question.
Is reading
a police report too much work? Is reading testimony too much work?
I believe the answer is yes. There's no other way to explain this. It's outrage. Now we're mad. What?
Come join us today at Cortland's Garage in Arlington Heights. There's plenty of places. There's a huge parking facility just a block
right down the street.
Just a block south of here, and you can come in and order yourself a Cortland's burger. White cheddar, bacon, avocado, and crispy onion strings. I see that being enjoyed around the room today. And, of course, wash it down with an ice-cold Bud Light or two, the perfect beer for whatever happens. Boers and Bernstein on WSCR The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute, brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 9 fantasy lineup. Todd Gurley has been putting the Rams on his back every one of the last four games, but there's other guys on that team too. Tavon Austin, tremendous value, and he scored a very long touchdown this past weekend. That Rams defense worth picking up, sometimes on the cheaper side as well. Rookies have been taking over the league this year. How about Stephon Diggs of the Vikings stepping it up? He's got the goods. Amari Cooper of the Raiders obviously does too. Some of these new guys seem to be putting up more points for less than the veterans, especially now that you've reached about the halfway point. So don't be scared to take your chances on the rookies. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Interviews and more.
This is the biggest story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom.
Objection! You can't show my client's rates to your customers!
We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier.
Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law!
No, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest.
Uh-oh, I rest my case! Move to adjourn for snack time!
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year. Let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
It's Flo, and this is my impression of someone calling into Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Flo, longtime caller, first time on air. I just wanted to say that I think it is absolute hogwash not to go out there and try Progressive's Name Your Price tool. You can see all your coverage options, and options are how you get rings. Championship rings. And parades of rings.
Finding options to fit your budget with the Name Your Price tool, only at Progressive.com.
You know, not for nothing, but my favorite rings have candy on them.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Run to Old Navy right now. Today through Wednesday, the entire store is on sale up to 60% off. The days are shorter, the nights are chillier, and the season's best outerwear is all on sale now. Bundle up and save 30 to 50% on all outerwear. Peacoats, bombers, ponchos, and vests. Everything in store is on sale up to 60% off. And all outerwear is on sale today through Wednesday. It's cold out there, but you're getting warmer with up to 60% off the entire store right now at Old Navy. Gift cards excluded.
CBS Thursdays.
What are you doing?
I'm wondering why he was murdered by someone he knew.
Sherlock Holmes is always methodical.
It's all terribly interesting if one simply pays attention.
Often skeptical.
I never guess. We observe and then we deduce.
And frequently insightful.
I'm an expert on poisons, but there is nothing quite so toxic as guilt.
I'm gonna find you, I'm gonna catch you.
But never typical.
He's a criminal genius.
And do you think you're just gonna find him just like that? Well, of course you do.
Elementary, Thursdays, only CBS.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But